with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare a reception for him there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And to another he said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
For some of you, I wonder if you can remember when you first fell in love. For some of you, it might be happening right now. Maybe he or she is sitting right next to you and your eyes are... There's something powerful about love and about falling in love and in being in love. There is something sacred and holy about that excitement, that energy, that sense of hope, that sense of what might happen. Falling in love can be seen by some people, especially parents, like, "Oh, you'll get over this. This is going to pass." But from your perspective, it's like, my life has changed. A couple weeks before, all I do was keeping busy with my friends, and now it's like I'm hanging out with this person all the time. And I have all this time just to hang out with him or her. It's not only falling in love with a person, but falling in love maybe with your passion, your energy about what you're studying in school. It could be a passion with friends that you work and creatively do things with on a fun and regular basis. Falling in love could be that experience of finding that thing in life that's going to drive you, both because of what you're doing in school for research maybe, or maybe your career in your future. Falling in love is that thing that pulls deep into our spirit and says, I have found a person or a life reality that energizes me with passion and hope and joy. And I want to be attentive to this passion, this person, this friend. Jesus invites us today in the gospel to be in touch with our passion. And he wants us to know that God's passion is to love us. God's passion is for us to be with God, to exemplify in our life God's love. God's passion is not to separate or destroy, not to push and make people feel small or little or unwelcome or marginalized, but God's passion is for us to know that that love is unconditional. And so the gospel invites us into this experience with the apostles and Jesus about this person that didn't do something right, and so their immediate reaction was, "Let's call down hell and fire upon them, let them burn them out." And Jesus says, no, that's not my way. That's not the way. And then he exemplifies it when someone says, "I want to follow you, but just give me a few minutes. I need to do this. I want to follow you also, but just give me a minute to do this. And Jesus invites us that if this following of Jesus, if this relationship, this friendship, this passion is true, we need to let go of those things that pull us back so that we can be that instrument of passion and love to this other person, to this friend, to this life partner, to this potential marriage mate, to this work, to this research, whatever it is that brings out that passion within us. I always chuckle at myself when I'm in a men's room because sometimes in the men's room there'll be a changing table, and there'll be this new young father with this little teeny child, and obviously this is kind of a new process for this young man, and he's having to change this diaper and do all this stuff. But there's something about it that also says this is about the passion that he fell in love with someone and they had this child, and part of that passion, that faithful passion, is changing diapers and getting up in the middle of the night and going to soccer games and going to this and that, listening to someone play the violin that doesn't know how to play a key of music, to cheer for them in their play when they miss their part or when they excel, when they do amazing things, when they bring them pride and joy. What is that passion that moves us and pulls us and lifts us up? Jesus wants to be part of that passion. And he tells us today that God's already passionately in love with us. The first and second readings remind us that God's passion is not to try to push us aside. God's agenda is not to make us feel small. God is not sitting there waiting for us to do something wrong. God's agenda, God's passion, is to love us. We were created in love, and God wants us to know that we are loved. And God's love is inclusive. And so in the gospel reading, Jesus reminds us that that which might pull us away, that which might divide us, is not a part of God's vision. So I invite you to take a moment. Can you remember that first love, that first passion? A person, a research, all of a sudden history just grabbed you and you wanted to go with history with a passion. There was some equation in math that just moved you crazily, or some computer technology that just said, this is what I want to spend my life doing. It was that person that you'd gone to school with for a year, and all of a sudden she said or he said something, and it's like, I just want to be with you forever. That person that you never expected to fall in love with, and here you are having this wonderful conversation, and that person is approving and blessing your passion, and you're lifting up their passion. God's passion is love. It's a love that is holy and sacred and beautiful, just like our passions are holy and sacred and beautiful. Are we in touch with our passion? Are we aware of our love? And can we allow that passion and that love to not only transform us when we get overwhelmed with changing of diapers or having to rework a music piece because I thought it was right but the tempo's off, or I have to rework this process of making this relationship really work because we had a difficult day yesterday, or that in the midst of those difficulties, the passion can either be broken up or can go even deeper. We believe that Jesus' passion went deeper and deeper by what he said, what he did, and then by his death, his execution, his burial, that he gave his passion so much to us that it went to the limit of death. And then he renewed that in his resurrection. Where are our passions? Do we need to renew our passion? Do we need to tell that person we love, I love you more than ever? Do we need to renew our focus of work or research because we have this passion to find a cure for this disease or that? I have this passion to create this computer program that will allow a person to walk or talk or do something amazing that they can't do because of some physical limitation. Where is our passion? Where is our love? May we know that God's passion is simple and clean and focused. It's for each of us, made in the image and likeness of God. Each of us, whether we live in this country or another country, whether we worship in this church or another mosque or synagogue, whether we're at the border of our country or the border between Israel or Palestine, whether we're gay or straight, whether we're elderly or small children, whatever that might divide us, God's passion is equal for us and loves us completely. May we celebrate that and accept that, and may it reignite our own passion and love for another and for this world that God has given us. Amen.